Last week's sermon talked about God testing his people in order to bless them. This week, the same theme of testing and blessing is seen in the Old Testament reading and the verses around it. Abraham had fathered Isaac as an old man with his aged wife, Sarah. God had previously promised Abraham that through his son Isaac, his seed, his offspring, would be reckoned. So Abraham was well aware that Isaac would father other descendants for Abraham's lineage. But when God tested Abraham, it was a severe test with an unimaginable demand. God told Abraham to take his only beloved son Isaac to a specific place, a mountain in the region of Moriah, and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. Abraham had longed for a son with his wife Sarah throughout his entire adult life, even taking matters into their own hands by Sarah giving her servant through whom Abraham could have a son. And now in her old age, Sarah had miraculously conceived and given birth to a son with Abraham. At 100 years old, Abraham finally had what he had wished for all his life, his son, Isaac. Then God told him to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering. Isaac, his son, his only son whom he loved, was going to die at the command of God. Now that's a test. We are all being tested by God with our current situation in the world, our state, our city, our church, and our families. But none of us ever has been or ever will be tested like Abraham was. Someone always has it worse than we do, and we can give thanks to God for not giving us more than we can bear. And we must always remember as God's children that our Heavenly Father tests us in order to bless us. Early the next morning, Abraham got everything ready and left together with Isaac for the place God told him about. On the third day, he arrived at his destination. Can you imagine? For 3 days, Abraham had to think about what he was going to do. For 3 days, Isaac was as good as dead. Still, the text indicates that Abraham had figured out what was going to happen. He told the servants who had traveled with him, "Stay here with the donkey while the boy and I go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham was not being deceptive. He believed that Isaac would return with him alive. So Abraham built an altar, arranged the wood, tied up Isaac, and placed him on the wood on the altar. Then he took the knife in his hand to kill his son, his only son, whom he loved. But with mere seconds to spare, the angel of the Lord, the pre-incarnate Christ himself, called out from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham," and stopped him from killing his son Isaac. Then the Lord provided a ram for Abraham to offer as a burnt offering instead of his son Isaac. Abraham had passed the test. Then God blessed him after the test was over. The verses just following the Old Testament reading for today say that the angel of the Lord, Christ, called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said to him, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your offspring as numerous as the stars in the heavens and as the sand on the seashore. Your offspring will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your seed, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." Abraham had the most severe test, and Abraham was most severely blessed. It is the same for us too. The greater our testing, the greater our blessing. So what was Abraham thinking during those 3 days? Actually, Hebrews 11 tells us exactly what he was thinking. It says, "By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was going to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had told him, "It is through Isaac that your seed will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively, he did receive Isaac back from death. That is what Abraham had determined. He believed the promises of God concerning Isaac, and he trusted that God would raise him from the dead. Still, there's something deeper going on here. The sacrifice of Isaac by Abraham is a type of the sacrifice of Christ. The offering of Isaac points to the ultimate sacrifice of Christ on the cross to pay for the sins of the world. Christ is the Son, the only Son, whom his heavenly Father loves in the eternal love of the Holy Spirit. Christ was dead, truly, physically dead, for 3 days as he lay in the tomb. On the third day, Christ was raised, not figuratively like Isaac, but in reality and truth in his body to give resurrection life to all who believe in him, even now by faith and hereafter in our bodies. Christ is the promised seed of Abraham, the incarnated Son of God who blesses all people with the gospel of his salvation. Christ blesses his people by making us sons of God in holy baptism. Christ blesses us by forgiving us of our sins in holy absolution. Christ blesses us as we eat his body and drink his blood in holy communion. Christ blesses us after our time of testing and suffering, and he will bless us for all eternity in the presence of the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit in the realms of heavenly glory. Amen.